The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you,
cause it's the only thing I wanna do. Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And Bob and Marie, they pledged from our church $200. They think that's going to get them their own pew, but it won't. All right. No. All right. All righty. Let me see.
They probably have their own pew already.
Yeah, I know.
They're there every Sunday.
Yeah, they are. They're good folks. And all of them there, doers of the word, are good folks. I tell you, I would not be fit to pastor any other church than the one I pastor, because they're all activists, they're all doers of the word, and I praise the good Lord for each and every one of them. All righty, 888-677-9673, 888-281-1110. Got to hear from you. Okay, let me see. I know. I've got a clip. You ready for this clip real quick? And then we'll be back right after. We'll do a little commentary on this clip. So take her away.
At moments like this, why? Why has what we've watched over the last 24 hours taken place? Why have they targeted Donald Trump?
Well, they're afraid in the short term, but in the long term, they believe they're morally superior to America, and therefore any means necessary are justifiable for their morally superior ends. Right now, we don't have the rule of law in Washington. Whether you're targeted or exempt depends on your ideology. So in the past, when there was a dispute over the archives of presidential papers, Barack Obama just said, I'm not going to turn them over, the freedom of information. He spent $30 million resisting efforts to do that. George Bush had an executive order and said, you know what, I'm not going to do this. And that was adjudicated. And now we go after a president and go to his house with 30 agents. In the past, when a high official was called for a congressional subpoena, Eric Holder just said, I'm not going, and I'm not turning over any of this fast and furious. The idea that you would put him in shackles or you'd confront him with his family and grab his phone is just ridiculous. But this is what we're doing on ideological basis. And when you start to do that, you don't have a democracy anymore. And I don't think we do. The second thing is, this January 6th committee, Will, is sort of like a French Robespierre committee on public safety. To be on that committee, you have to have one criteria, and you had to vote to impeach Donald Trump. If you're a Republican, there was one other qualification. You had to be politically inert with no future. And it was deductive. It started with the premise that we're going to destroy Donald Trump, and then we're going to bring in witnesses, and we're going to allow narratives to that end. There's going to be no cross-examination. There's going to be no disinterested counsel. We know that when Dick Cheney himself made a commercial, and he bragged about his daughter that she was the one power that could stop Donald Trump. But that's not what her job is on that committee. It's to be disinterested. It's to be inductive. It's to find out what happened on January 6th, not start with a boast that you're going to destroy Donald Trump and make the witnesses and the testimony fit that. And finally, I never thought I would say this. The FBI is beyond redemption. It's all of its bureaus and its institutions have to be farmed out and broken up. If you have a warrant, an FBI warrant, there's no guarantee that that has not been altered. If you subpoena and you want FBI records on phones with a Mueller, they will be wiped clean. If you want disinterested legal counsel, look at Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. If you're the FBI and you want to find out why Hillary Clinton has hired a foreign national to find dirt on a political opponent, then you will hire that same foreign national. And you look at the last four directors. We just saw Christopher Wray, and he just stonewalled every question, and then he flew on an FBI plane, our plane, a luxury jet, because he had to go to his own vacation spot. He took over, remember, from Andrew McCabe. What did he do? He lied 4 times to federal investigators, and his wife was running for an office with Clinton-related PAC money while he was investigating Hillary Clinton's email scandal. He took over from James Comey, who leaked confidential memos written on FBI devices to the media. And then when he was called before Congress on 245 occasions, he said he didn't know or didn't remember. Anybody listening to this tries out with the IRS and they're going to go to jail. And he took over from Robert Mueller, whose entire special counsel case was based on 2 premises. The information that was false in the Steele dossier and the shenanigans of the Clinton-hired GPS disinformation firm. And when he was asked specifically, he said under oath he knew nothing about either entity. And so this is very ironic because all of this is destroying this country. And it comes from the people who warned us, democracy dies in darkness. And they have descended upon us the greatest cloud of autocracy and illiberality in the history of this republic. And we're going to have to do something and hope and pray that the House is under new leadership. And then it will be up to Kevin McCarthy and Republicans, as you say, to reply in kind. I don't want to live in a country where Kevin McCarthy tears up the State of the Union address as soon as Joe Biden gives it. I don't want to live necessarily in a country when Kevin McCarthy says no squad member is going to be on any House committee, or Mitch McConnell is going to go to the Supreme Court and yell about Supreme Court justices. But that's what we're at. And let's pray to God the Republicans can save us.
You're, of course, referring to the actions by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats over the past several years. It's hard to see forward, isn't it, Victor, a path for national unity. But you have to start with diagnosing the present. And you did so well tonight.
All right, we're back. And, folks, ex-FBI official. Nobody in the federal government wants to unseal the Trump affidavit. A lawyer representing former President Donald Trump and a former FBI official both expressed doubts that the affidavit used to seek FBI search warrant for last week's Mar-a-Lago raid will be unsealed by a judge on Thursday. Now, if Donald Trump is doing everything he can to get that unsealed, if he wants everyone to know what's in there, and yet all of them out there in the federal government does not want the people to know, who do you think's in the right and who do you think's in the wrong?
I know who's in the right, and I know who's in the wrong, and Donald Trump's in the right. And my guess is he has some information about Russian collusion, about Hillary's involvement, and that's what they were actually looking for, so they can confiscate it so that it cannot be used by Donald Trump when he runs for election. And there's got to be some ties there that they're trying to find something that he's got that they don't want him to have, is my guess.
All righty, very good. He goes on to say this: I don't think anybody wants to unseal the thing inside the government. Chris Swecker, a former assistant director of the FBI, told Fox News Wednesday, adding that he doubts very seriously you're going to see this unsealed. The former official was making reference to a hearing that was scheduled by U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt. Oh, that guy. Judge Bruce Reinhardt, okay? This guy was when he vowed he was an avowed anti-Trumper. He was the one that also was involved in representing Jeffrey Epstein and his crew, his people out there. And so here for Thursday about whether the
anti-Trump is Liz Cheney.
Should be unsealed. The Department of Justice on Monday filed court papers arguing that it should not, because releasing it to the public will damage their investigation. No, what it'll do, it'll expose the corrupt, that very, very corrupt FBI. But former Trump, and by the way, Mike Pence is coming out and saying we shouldn't be so hard on the FBI. Mike, you can just forget running. Forget it, Mike.
He's gone to the dark side. He is totally now going after Trump, and he's really working for the left.
Yeah, he's gone over
deep state.
Yep. But But former Trump and other Republicans argue it should be released because I think they left it out. First of all, I hate it when they say former president. No, as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump is still the legitimate president. So don't ever use that word former president. Use the word legitimate president, okay? Because it would show why the FBI took the unprecedented and extraordinary step of raiding the home of a former, of raiding, they misspelled it, the home of a former president and possible 2024 candidate. Revealing the affidavit, they argue, would provide more insight into what the Department of Justice is trying to investigate and lay out reasons for why the raid was carried out on August 12th. Reinhardt issued an order to unseal the FBI search warrant and property receipt. There you go. All righty, now, Bo, looks like BD and PT, BD and BT in Cleveland pledged 400. Thank you, BD and BT. And Philip in Texas pledges 200. You got another match, Wendy. There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, so also BD gave 200 and BT gave 200. So now that gives you about four matches already. Let's keep matching, folks. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I got one here.
Quick humor.
Go ahead.
The twice-vaxxed, double-boosted Joe Biden gets COVID. COVID-infected Pfizer CEO, who promised the vaccine was 100% effective, I'm starting isolation and have started a course of Paxlovid. All these people that pushed and vaxxed and boosted, they're all the ones that are sick, and the rest of us are healthy. Just a little laugh.
Yeah, well, here you go. Vaccine Holocaust. And Wendy, you just got to jump in and comment on this stuff.
Right.
More than 40 times the number of Americans who died in World War II are now dead from COVID vaccines. A lot of people don't realize that. There have been varying educated opinions about the true number of deaths caused by Wuhan Corona's COVID-19 vaccines worldwide. According to Steve Kirsch, a conservative estimate is around 12 million people, a figure of 40 times higher than the number of Americans who died in World War II. You see, can you imagine this? Here we're talking about this, but you're not hearing that on NBC, ABC, CBS, or Fox News, and you won't, because all you got to do is listen to these commercials, and you'll hear, this announcement was brought to you by Pfizer. Or Moderna, you know, how many commercials, how much are they pushing on all of the stations, the drugs, and so therefore, you're not going to hear, you're going to be betrayed daily. How many people are dying? Kurt says a reasonable way to estimate COVID jab deaths is to divide the number of doses by 1,000 based on 600 million doses delivered just in the United States. This amounts to 600,000 deaths, which he says is right in the ballpark. And even now, more conservative calculation is to divide the number of doses by 2,500. That is, this is the method Matthew Crawford used to conclude that 411 people die per 1 million doses of shot administered. There you go. Oh, by the way, there's some good news is that... There have been a number of people now that are winning lawsuits that have sued their employers for forcing them to take the jab, and they've won those lawsuits, and more are coming in, and they're being compensated for $25,000 for each one that was forced to take the shot, which is not really much of a compensation, is it?
Well, in Illinois, healthcare workers are getting a $10 million settlement. They filed the violated Title 7 of the federal law, and its Liberty Council came in, and most of them are going to get something like $45,000 apiece. Some of them, like you said, just $25,000. but at least they're winning, and courts are setting precedent. So this was against a hospital group that was firing employees who would not take the jab, and they also have to hire them back, and they have to get their job back and back pay. So it is a pretty good victory there in Illinois.
All right. All righty. Wendy, tell the folks how they can get your catalog.
Oh, sure. They can call the toll-free number at Apothecary Herbs. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or they can visit us online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com.
All righty. Or, folks, that's right, just go up there to thepowerherbs.com and get Wendy's medicines. It's all natural, real medicine. Wendy, tell the folks why they should have a good stock of real natural medicines before this winter hits.
Well, God said in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nation. So the solutions to a lot of our problems are right under our nose. And we've gotten away from some very basic knowledge in wellness, and we need to get it back. We need to take the power back. That's what it's about.
Okay, the reality is people are dying all over this world from pharmakia. The people don't realize what that's talking about. That's talking about the pharmakia. We're talking about wizardry. People don't realize the wizards today, they don't wear pointed hats and long robes. They wear three-piece suits many times. They're out there, folks, and it's poison. It means poison. To pharmakia means to poison you. And that's what they're doing with these drugs. They're poisoning you. And we're telling you. Go ahead.
I heard from one doctor that was, describing the ingredients in, let's say, your flu shots. And they said, if they put all those ingredients on a dinner plate, would you or your kids eat it? The answer would be no. So he says, but so why would you inject that kind of stuff into your bloodstream? If you wouldn't eat it, why would you inject it directly into your bloodstream? Good question, right? And a lot of people don't realize that doctors are, a lot of them are just in the dark about vaccines. They're not getting any education in medical school, and any education they get after medical school will be by their own research. A lot of doctors didn't know thimerosal that was in your vaccines is really a heavy metal called mercury. And if they're injecting you with mercury, they're practicing alchemy, which is witchcraft.
Absolutely. Wizardry and witchcraft. And so, and we've been trying to tell people, and people are getting sick and dying. In this country, 500,000 people die from both prescription and illegal drugs in this country every year. 500,000, Wendy.
I know. It's really astonishing. If an herb did that, it would be off the market immediately. And here's the thing. When was the last time you read a report or heard anything on the news where somebody died due to a supplement? Death by supplement. Hardly ever, right? But here you have all these people dying from prescription drug use. It's always, well, they try to put it on the death certificate that, it was cardio-related, but they don't want to really say it was the medication, But typically that's what you're having is people are getting weakened by a lot of these prescription drugs. It flushes a lot of nutrition and minerals out of your system, and then you start to have metabolic problems.
Well, again, we're going to see happening. I think we have a clip that we were going to play at the bottom of the hour. Maybe we could play that clip on the Amish. You want to listen to this because they're going to be coming after. I know they're already geared up to do it, but they want complete total control, and they do not want natural herbs. They don't want homeopaths and natural herbalists like you, Wendy, out there. They want to control everything. But go ahead and play that clip. The Amish, yeah. And here we're talking about, we're showing how they're going after the Amish now. They're completely and totally out of control. Go ahead.
I'm Jeremy Lofredo for Rebel News in Burdenham, Pennsylvania. It's here, in this old Amish community where armed federal agents recently raided Miller's Organic Meat and Dairy Farm. The government is arguing that the farm isn't adhering to federal regulatory requirements concerning food, while the farm argues that this is just the latest attack on independent farmers giving their communities healthy food. If you believe the federal government has no place in telling the Amish how they can prepare their healthy, nutritious food for their communities, then go to leavethemalone.com and defend the Amish. Sign our petition. Thank you.
The Miller Organic Farm in Burdenham, Pennsylvania, a remote Amish village, has been around for almost 30 years. The farm supplies everything from grass-fed beef and cheese to raw milk and organic eggs to dairy from grass-fed on-site water buffalo and all types of produce to roughly 4,000 private food club members who pay top dollar for high-quality whole food. The private food club members cherish their ability to get food from an independent farmer who isn't processing his meat and dairy at United States Department of Agriculture facilities, which mandates food be prepared in ways that Miller believes make it less nutritious. Miller contends that he's preparing food the way God intended. The U.S. government doesn't see it that way. They recently sent armed federal agents to the farm and demanded he cease operations. The government is also looking for more than $300,000 in fines, a request so steep it would put the farm out of business. This is an attack on Amish religious freedoms just 150 miles outside of Washington, D.C. It also speaks to the gross corruption at the USDA. As is available on the USDA's site, the agency is funded mostly by the federal government, but it also receives hundreds of millions of dollars from the agricultural industry. Companies like Bayer, Syngenta, and Cargill stand to lose millions, even billions of dollars worth of market share if more American farmers opted for holistic farming practices like Miller's Farm instead of chemical-heavy, technology-heavy, industry-friendly practices. Making it even more independent, Miller's Farm doesn't use any gasoline or fertilizer, and therefore the war between Ukraine and Russia isn't affecting his bottom line. He's not dependent, and he's providing healthy food to his community the way he believes God intended, and the government is trying to intimidate and shut it down.
Rebel News will be here in Amish country at the end of the week when the farm explains to the community their next move in their fight against the federal government. For Rebel News, I'm Jeremy Lofredo.
All righty, we're back. Folks, we've got to hear from you. Kathy in Cleveland pledges 25. The phone lines have been silenced, and we've got probably 30 minutes. We've got 30, not even. We have now 28 minutes left. I'm looking at the clock here. And we are way, way short of our goal tonight. Way, way short of our goal tonight. And so those numbers are 888-281-1110. Joe, for 50 years we've been telling people, for 50 years, have we been right about everything we've said?
I can't think of any time we've been shown to be wrong.
And are we telling people right now, if we don't hear from them, some of those stations that are listening to us right now, we dodged a big bullet earlier this year. I mean, we really, and I couldn't believe, but by God's grace, you know, we were able, there were three stations we were going to go off of, Joe, and I thought, well, with God's grace, we might save one of them, but all three of them, and it was, you know, like a miracle. God blessed us. We're trying to tell the people the best we can. We want to be here. And we're going to try to tell the people the best we can because of the way things are happening, the way the country is going right now. Folks, you're not going to get the truth from NBC, ABC, CBS. They're not on your side. They are the opposition out there. You need to have somebody out here that's going to tell you what's actually happening. And again, like I said,
Twitter and all those Silicon Valley high-tech things are starting already to do their disinformation campaign, shut people down. And the one thing they haven't been able to control is talk radio and Christian talk radio especially. And as long as you, the listeners out there, support the ministry and help pay the bills, they cannot take us off the air. They can, mess around with Twitter and Facebook and everything else, but they cannot do anything to talk radio. And radio isn't free. Somebody has to pay for the airtime. And that's why we're doing the work, and we ask you to do your share. You're the ones that your dollars pay the bills so we can stay on the air. And it's important that we're on, especially through this election in the fall. This is going to be a make or break it for America. And we are going to be telling the truth, promoting the good Christian conservative candidates, doing everything we can to turn this country back around to that nation under God it's supposed to be and get rid of the corruption that's in the deep state. But we've got to have you to help us. We can't stay on the air without you.
All right, Hector in Detroit pledges 50. Thank you, Hector. 888-281-1110. We've got to hear from you. 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I was just saying, you know, do the Amish get vaccinated?
No.
No.
Okay. When was the last time you saw an autistic Amish kid?
I don't.
What?
An autistic Amish kid. See, autism is linked to vaccine use, but, you know,
right.
Medical
very, very
science
seldom.
Doesn't...
They have an occasional mentally, you know, retarded.
Down syndrome,
I don't know what the correct
mean?
Term.
But Down
syndrome autistic,
kid?
No.
No, it's...
Yeah, Down syndrome is something else. Yeah,
right.
That's something else. But, yeah, autism is definitely a vaccine thing. And,
right.
And
I've got
a lot of
Amish around me,
a lot of
Amish friends, and I've never seen or even heard of it.
Right. And so, actually, I spoke with a pediatrician once that did a little research on autism, and they said there weren't any cases prior to the mid-1980s when they started to mix the vaccines. Before that, you would have to come for a separate tetanus, a separate, you know, whooping cough, but then they mixed them, you know, the DPT, your pertussis, diphtheria, and, you know, they and tetanus,
whooping
they
cough,
mixed them all
yeah.
together. Yeah, so that's when you started to see a lot of these neurological conditions, is when they started to combine these pathogens in one shot.
Right, put them all together and things start. It used to be like when I was a kid in school, school nurse had maybe one child she had to give something to. She had Band-Aids and stuff for cuts and bruises and some aspirin and things like that, something to wash out stuff in your eye. But you go to a school now and it looks like a pharmacy with inhalers and medications, and that's the difference. Back before they started combining, you know, all of those
right.
shots, that we didn't
right.
have that problem. And I'm old enough to know when, you know, we were running around, the kids weren't sick, didn't have those problems.
All right, Bob in Wisconsin pledges 100. Leslie in Wisconsin pledges 50. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Wendy. Leslie. All righty.
Well, and just think about this, because, you know, now they've got cancer radiation suites at your veterinarian hospital because they started vaccinating a bunch of your pets.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That's right. All of a sudden, dogs and cats started having other troubles, too. I didn't think about that, that they didn't have years ago.
Well, you know, it's leukemia. They got a lot of leukemia now. Really, there's a really good magazine out of Canada called Dogs Naturally, and there was a veterinarian virologist that wrote a great article in there. And he said that, you know, stay away from the Bordetella shots for your pets. It'll shorten their life by 5 years, and it'll give them leukemia.
We've mentioned this before, Wendy. Bill, a couple times, Bill Gates is quietly carrying out a sinister plan to force you to eat fake meat. He's been behind this. That's right. Bill Gates owns more farmland in the U.S. than any other private farmer, having purchased a total of 242,000 acres of farmland. The purchase of this land is all part of his plan to force you to eat lab-grown synthetic meat. And he goes on, it goes on to tell you, let's not lose touch. Your government and big tech are actively trying to censor the information reported by the expose to serve their own needs. That's right, folks. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the largest charitable foundation in the world, has an agricultural agenda that supports agrochemicals, patented seeds, fake meat, corporate control interest, and they undermine regenerative, sustainable, small-scale farming. One of the key players in this agenda is the widespread adoption of synthetic meat. Imitation Meat Company, go ahead, Wendy.
Sorry about interrupt you there, but I just read a report where McDonald's had gone into a 3-year agreement with the company that makes that near meat. It's not really meat; it's usually from plants or something else.
Right.
And Bill Gates was involved with it, And but they had to back out of it because nobody was ordering. They wanted the beef burgers instead. People were wanting the moo cow instead. So they weren't selling them, so they had to cancel the whole program.
Well, the whole thing behind all of this is the greenies think that the flatulence from the cattle are causing global warming, and it's going to destroy the earth. And I say go back, and they show all the pictures and talk about the dinosaurs and the huge dinosaurs that roamed the earth. The CO2 level back then with that jungle-type environment with all those huge beasts and the food, you know, I'll think of all the methane gas that was released from those giant brontosauruses and stuff. I mean, it's such a fake con. It just, anybody with any common sense, oh, that's what's wrong. I've got a book, it's called The Death of Common Sense. It died years ago. That's what's wrong.
All righty, Lisa in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Lisa. Folks, 888, we've got now 20 minutes. We're down to 20 minutes. 888-281-1110. And we're way, way away from our goal tonight. We're going to be here for a little while after. We have to be here to hear from you while we're off the air. 888-281. I want you all to remember how hard we fought because, you know, when the time comes, if we go off the air, Joe, I want to be able to say, and we can say right tonight, in 50 years, we have never given in anything less than our best. Never. We have fought every inch of the time. In this ministry, folks, over the years, we've saved over 24,000 babies from abortion. Well, that's right. And we still have our people, after all these years, on the streets, even though Roe v. Wade is overturned. And doers of the word are still out there every day. And so we do need to hear from you. We're out here. We don't, you know, we are doers of the word. We're the voice of the Christian resistance. And we never, ever compromise. All righty, we need approximately...
We told the folks that Roe v. Wade was not an end to abortion. It was just putting it constitutionally correct back to the states to decide the issue because it was a states' rights issue, not a, you know, not something that was given to the federal government. So we were here telling you the truth all the way along. But I need to tell you something.
Well, before you do, I need $4,000. We need to raise $4,040. $4,040 before the end of the night. And we've got about 17 minutes to do that. $4,040. So maybe somebody out there can pledge. Well, if we can have four people match that $1,000, match my $1,000. Four people match my $1,000. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Would make it. Here's some truth that you probably have not heard. In that Inflation Reduction Act, which is a oxymoron, it will, as they said, it'll reduce inflation in about 5 years. That's not what you were led to believe. Anyway, inside the bill is a very interesting thing. In the final revision, quietly, without any public information, the government kept in what's called the carry interest loophole. Carry interest loophole. I bet none of you out there really know what that means. Well, for the rich, those involved in finance and big money movement, it is a little thing that means that certain individuals can take and report their income as interest. They can take their actual income and report it on their tax form as interest, and they will pay half the tax anybody else would pay because you're paying on your income. This is a scam. The rich know it. They benefit from it. This has been going on for a long time, and nobody bothered to tell you, the taxpayer. Now, in reality, the Joint Commission on Taxation and this Congressional Budget Office came up and said, who's going to pay? The middle class. This is from the CBO. They're going to pay over $20 billion, somewhere in the $20 to $30 billions of dollars. 61% of the new tax increase will hit people, 61% will be people who make $40,000 to $50,000 a year. 61%. will pay more in the $40,000 to $50,000 income range. 91% will pay more in the $75,000 to $100,000 range. And 97% of those in the $100,000 to $200,000 range will pay increased taxes. And yet Joe Biden stood up there and said, I will keep my campaign promise. Not one person making less than $400,000 will pay any taxes. This is...
Hey, Joe, we're gonna go off into the realm of common sense. You see, when you hire 87,000 new IRS agents, and when you tell them that they're going to be armed agents and they're going to be ready to go out and take the money away from people. Now, these armed agents are not your friends. This is exactly what Obama was talking about.
We kept warning his
army, right?
The military as big as the he wanted a civilian military as big as the real military.
And they're going to be going after small Republican, conservative, all small Christian and conservative owned businesses. Now this is what their plan is. I mean, this is their plan right now. We're telling you this. Remember, everything we've told you has come down exactly the way we told you it would. This is their plan. So, folks, and again, right now, don't think, boy, wait till the election. They're already planning on doing exactly what they did, but increased this election. They're planning on using the United States Postal Office to open a special part of the agency where it deals with voter ballots, mail-in ballots. I mean, this is already in place. They're working on this right now. So you have to be, again, this is why we tell you, you really need to order these 2,000 mules, show people, tell people what is happening. If you have enough people screaming loud enough, you can scare them back in their holes. But this is what's happening. And you're not going to hear this out there on the fake news media. They're not on your side. They are not on your side. Okay, there you go. We have Anonymous in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Anonymous.
When you've got the Congressional Budget Office coming out and saying, oh, the middle class is going to be paying into $20 billions, and they had some stuff they didn't rule on, I went and I have been reading this reconciliation bill, and there is a $6.5 billion natural gas tax, which is going to cost anybody that uses natural gas to heat their home, like out here we use propane. That's going to hit us. There is a $12 billion crude oil tax on crude oil, which is going to, you know, they use oil in everything from pharmaceutical to plastics to food. It's used, you can't imagine the uses. It's going to go back up here shortly. Then there is there's a methane tax. That's going to be about a 17% on your natural gas bill. So whether it's propane, natural gas, anything methane is going to go up. And then what else? We've got a coal tax. Many of the power companies still have to have coal. And there's going to be a big $1.2 billion tax, which means your electric bill is going to go up. There's a corporate income tax hike. And the corporations are already, they're doing it. They're passing on the cost. How do I know? Well, he was going to give a environmental, a tax benefit to if you buy an electric vehicle. It's about $7,500 tax credit. Ford and Chevy have already raised the price of their new electric vehicles by, guess what, $7,000 to $8,000. In other words, the tax credit, if you buy a new electric vehicle, the companies have already raising the cost of the vehicle in the amount of the tax credit you might get if you can afford the $45,000, $50,000 for a new vehicle. So in a sense, you're not getting any credit at all. You're just paying more for the vehicle. It goes on and on and on. And they're also, with what they're doing, I've got a page here of nearly 100 businesses that are going to be laying off workers, Pastor Ernie. And these are big businesses, including Zuckerbucks. Oh, he's going to be laying off a few thousand people, starting off with a few hundred, and it's going to be going up into the thousands as we go into 2023. But your big corporations, they are in the process of laying off, making plans for layoffs. And the list is too long for me to use on radio. I'd be sitting here for the next, 20 minutes that we don't have to tell you the list of all these companies. Some of them will be laying off 2,000-3,000 employees. And things are looking not very good. You're being lied to, and we're here to tell you the truth and warn you.
Well, here, the main thing for the folks out there is to understand a couple things. One, God is on the throne. He's in complete control. God does not change. Remember, the last time that we were in a situation like this where they were changing the DNA of people, changing the DNA from what God had given us, was back during the flood. And you saw how God dealt with that. He dealt with that. Now, we're back there. God's immutable. He does things the same way. He doesn't change. He gets it right every single time. And this will go, it's getting to the point where we've almost got about the same population as we had during the time when he brought in the flood. We're moving in that direction. God is going to do what he says he'll do. He has done it since eternity. Now, here's the other thing. Remember this. When Job was going through his trials, because, folks, you're in for a dark winter. We're telling you this. When Job was going through his trials, all through there, even though he suffered so much, the Lord said he kept his integrity. He kept his integrity. That's what you have to do. You've got to keep your integrity. You cannot be conformed to this world. You cannot, in other words, say, well, maybe if I'm conformed, they won't know that I'm a Christian. They won't know, and I'll escape persecution. Big mistake. Big mistake, okay? What you want to do, look what happened with Mike Pence. Mike Pence is becoming more unpopular by the day because what did he do? He didn't stand his ground. He gave in. He went along with the other side. You don't want to do that. You want to stand your ground, not get conformed. All right, here, Jim in Massachusetts pledges another 200. He had pledged 200 earlier. He pledged another 200. Thank you, Jim.
Wow.
And
wonderful.
We've got approximately.
There's some of you out there that God has blessed and blessed you richly, and those that can probably the least afford it are the ones who make the most donations to the ministry. So I'm just asking a lot of you out there to prayerfully consider, especially those of you that are financially blessed. This is the time for you to really stand up and lay up some crowns and treasures. God has promised in Scripture that if you support a ministry doing his work, and we are, we definitely being the watchman on the wall and preaching and teaching every night the gospel and Bible studies, we're doing his work through the other ministries, the Right to Life work, the prison ministry, the trucking ministry. Several of us have been in hospice or still are working in hospice. And any blessing that any of us do through this radio ministry, if you support this ministry, God says you can share in any of those blessings, large or small, and enabling you to lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. And I think it'd be a wonderful time to take advantage of God's offer to use your talent for making money to help you lay up some of those crowns and treasures where...
888-281, Joe, I've got to give the number, 888-281-1110. The phones have been quiet, 888-281-1110. We've only got, right now, 6 minutes left tonight. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We are way short of our goal yet, folks. We got to hear from you. We really do. We've one week out of the month we have to spend to raise funds to keep us on. And you got to remember, each night we're under 2 hours. We're only about 50 minutes for 2 hours. So we're only about 100 minutes. We're actually 20 minutes under 2 hours every night. And so we've only got, we've only got two more nights. And so we've got about, about 100 minutes per night. So we got about 200 more minutes to raise enough to stay on the air for an entire month. Okay, so it's 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We have extra people standing by tonight hoping it would be a big night and waiting to answer those phones. So, folks, light the phones up. Okay, Wendy, tell them to light the phones up.
Light the phones up.
All right, good. You did that very well. All righty. Again, well, I got very quickly, I'm going to hit with this one. I wanted to get this one out, too. CDC confesses what we've been telling you. All of the things we told you, right now they're coming out. And today on Fox News, they were talking about this morning how, you know, they were totally wrong in all of this. The masks were a bad idea. Now we know the masks didn't work. Joe, we knew the masks didn't work back in 2019, didn't we?
Yep, and we told the people they weren't going to work. We explained the size of the virus and the size of the hole in the masks. And it was like putting a small golf ball through a hula hoop. The hula hoop is not going to stop the golf ball, and we made it quite clear they would not work.
Wendy, you were telling people back then about these vaccines. 2019, we told you what they were. They weren't really vaccines. These were bioweapons.
They weren't a vaccine. They still aren't a vaccine, and they aren't going to be the way they are still, working with them.
Wendy, you were telling people how to treat COVID by using natural herbs and not the killer shots.
Yeah.
And so, folks, again, finally, CDC now confesses it lied about the dangers of COVID-19 vaccines. Freedom of Information Act request has revealed the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been less than honest, to say the least, about Wuhan coronavirus vaccines.
I love that. Less than honest.
The CDC lied when it claimed that it was actively monitoring the safety of the Fauci flu shots, calling it the most intensive safety monitoring efforts in U.S. history. It turns out that the CDC did not even start looking at the injections until more than a year after it initially claimed the surveillance that was not there, that they did not do, okay? The CDC has revisited several Freedom of Information Act requests, and as a result, it has reviewed the CDC's issuing corrections. In other words, they are admitting they lied, and they lied, and they lied, and they lied. All right, okay. Folks, we got about 3 minutes left. But we'll be here for about 5 minutes after we're off the air, and we're going to be taking your calls. We're hoping that some of you out there listening will call, and we got people standing by on the phones. So, again, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Wendy, give your radio program a plug before we go into prayer.
Oh, sure. We have a show called Herb Talk Live, and we archive it on our website. It's on AVR satellite, WWCR shortwave, and various AM/FM networks. So if it's not broadcasted near you, you can always go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Herb Talk, and you can listen to the show there.
All right, Catherine in Illinois pledges 200. She matched your pledge there, Wendy. Thank you.
Oh, yay.
Okay, folks, tomorrow morning, Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 9 o'clock, we have our Thursday morning prayer where we gather. For you folks out there that send us letters, and we get hundreds and hundreds of letters, we take them down there, and we go over the prayer requests. We get all kinds of prayer requests, because we really, really do believe in prayer. because God's Word, the Bible, is very, very clear. And so, anyhow, at 9 o'clock, Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry. And so, if you want to come and join us, we'll be there tomorrow morning. All righty. Now, we come to the most important part of the program. And what we're talking about, the time is coming, Wendy, the time is coming, Joe, when only one thing will matter to each individual person. It's not going to be, you're not going to be thinking about your children. You're not going to be thinking about your retirement. You're not going to think about anything, but there's only one thing that's going to matter to you. What will that be?
Where you spend eternity.
Your personal standing with Lord Jesus Christ, huh?
Right. Well, that's what determines where you spend eternity, is whether or not you have a personal relationship with the Savior.
Wendy, the Bible doesn't stutter, does it?
No.
So when it says it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment, okay, that means what? That means you're going to die and then you're going to go where? Okay, so that's, I mean, that's absolute. Is that an absolute?
Yeah, that's absolute.
So what if people don't believe in that absolute? Is that going to matter at all?
Nope. No. It won't matter because there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell.
Amen.
They are all believers there.
Patrick in Ohio just pledged 200. Here's the bottom line, folks. The bottom line is God's Word says what it means and means what it says. And for all of you listening, what we're, you know, the main goal of this radio program all of the years as possible is to bring you the Word of God and be the watchman on the wall. And the most important thing that we could ever tell you is what we just told you tonight. And that is simply this. You're going to die, and when that happens, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. And you don't want to go to the ladder. And what do? God gives you a way around that. He does. You pray to the Father. You ask for forgiveness of your sins. And then you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. And you ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. That's what it is. He took your place upon that cross. He did all the heavy lifting for you. Now, and this is what you must do. If you fail to do that, well, if you do that, you'll become a new creature, born-again believer, and you'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you will be on your way to immortality. But if you fail to do that, you're not going to bode so well. Things are going to go south for you in a very, very big way forever. That's reality. That will happen. It doesn't matter what you believe. That will happen, okay? God has always done exactly what he says, exactly when he says, exactly where he says. That's, again, reality. So you're free to believe whatever you want, but that is what's going to happen. Like we always tell you here, there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Believe me, everybody both in heaven and hell believe. And folks, you want to be in heaven believing and not any other place. Believe me. And so, there's never ever been anyone who has regretted going to heaven. No one's ever regretted going to heaven. But boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot of people in hell that wish they weren't there. You don't want to be one of them. That is reality. We're out of time. Wendy, thanks for being here. Joe, thanks for being here. And then to next week, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting
the
fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.